We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR, just a minute and a half away. The time is 7 o'clock.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support
$1 trillion for the first time. Shoppers say they are hunting for deals, but also eager to celebrate with family and friends ready to deck the halls. Plus, much of the spending has been propped up by wealthier shoppers this year. Alina Siluch, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Tyson's Food, a major meatpacking company with facilities in Kansas, recently closed and downsized major plants in neighboring states. As Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports, it could have an impact on plants here in Kansas.
The company announced it will lay off 1,700 people at a plant in the Texas Panhandle. Tyson Foods also said they will close a plant in Lexington, Nebraska that employs 3,200 people, the biggest employer for the town. A similar Tyson meatpacking plant of the same size in Finney County supports the beef industry in southwest Kansas. In a press release, Tyson said production will be increased at other facilities, which could affect the workload in Kansas. Tyson is closing plants to try to make its beef production profitable. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
In college football, the Kansas Jayhawks dropped their final game of the season against Utah 31-21 yesterday afternoon. It means with a 5-7 record, the Jayhawks have gone back-to-back seasons short of being bowl game eligible. KU coach Lance Leipold was asked after the game what it would take to turn things around.
I would say I have to do a better job as a head coach. I think we have to be better in, closing out football games.
In Jalen Daniels' final game as KU quarterback, he threw one touchdown pass but was also intercepted three times, including one for a Utah touchdown. We'll have the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We've got quite a forecast for today. Rain before 2 o'clock this afternoon. That chance of rain, 100%. It's raining right now. Then a slight chance of snow between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. High temperatures around 44 degrees. We'll hit that within about the next hour or so. And then temperatures will fall to right around freezing during the remainder of the day. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Well, it's not Mannheim Steamroller. It's maybe even better. The perfect way to get into the holiday spirit. KPR's annual Big Band Christmas is coming to Liberty Hall Saturday night, December 13th. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will be on hand to serve up some Yuletide songs and classic KC jazz. Big Band Christmas is a hot ticket, and they're on sale now. Get yours at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Find out more about KPR's Big Band Christmas at kansaspublicradio.com. www.npr.org. And we'll see you Saturday, December 13th. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, do you still have a landline? No, me neither. But landline telephones can be a lifeline when disaster strikes, especially in remote areas. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. It's raining throughout the KPR listening area this morning. We've got rain in our forecast till about 2 o'clock this afternoon, then possibly changing over to snow. We're hitting highs around 44 this morning, and then temperatures will drop to right around freezing for the remainder of the day. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from...
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free at your app store, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
Nothing says the holidays like a good Christmas music movie, and on this rainy weekend, might be a good time to start the season. Coming up, we'll hear about the new Christmas comedy with Dennis Leary, Oh, What Fun. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Yes, we are expecting a rainy day today, a near 100% chance of rain this morning, a chance, slight chance of it turning into snow this afternoon. Temperatures highs around in the mid-40s this morning and then falling to right around freezing.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Let us leave the confusion.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from StoryWorth. Each week, StoryWorth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, StoryWorth will publish their stories and color photos into a book to keep for generations. Learn more at StoryWorth.com. And from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation, collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at WallaceFoundation.org.
It's Latin Jazz this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge when we hear from Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just over a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got a lot of rain throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Slight chance that that will switch over to snow this afternoon. It's 45 degrees in Emporia, 41 in Overland Park.
Again, the National Weather Service is forecasting heavy lake effect snow near the Great Lakes, with a major winter storm expected to deliver snow and high winds from the eastern plains to the western Great Lakes. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A mix of wintry weather is sweeping through the Midwest on this busy holiday travel weekend. The National Weather Service is forecasting a 100% chance of rain this morning, possibly switching over to snow this afternoon as temperatures drop to around freezing. A wind advisory goes into effect at 9 o'clock this morning for much of central Kansas, including Anderson, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Meteorologists forecast winds from the northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour in those areas, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. This wind advisory remains in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. Little or no snow accumulation is expected in northeast Kansas today. Far north Kansas could see accumulation of up to an inch. There's a winter weather watch for Nebraska and states to the northeast. The Kansas Jayhawks dropped their final football game of the season against Utah 31-21 yesterday. It means with a 5-7 record, the Jayhawks have gone back-to-back seasons short of being bowl game eligible. KU coach Lance Leipold was asked after the game what it would take to turn things around.
I would say I have to do a better job as a head coach. I think we have to be better in, closing out football games.
K-State hosts Colorado this morning, kickoff at 11 o'clock. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
We've got a 100% chance of rain in our forecast and a slight chance of snow this afternoon. High temperatures right around where we are right now in the mid-40s. And then they'll start dropping to right around freezing this afternoon. Breezy winds from the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. They'll shift to the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence. This is Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Speaking of Christmas through the ages, we'll be celebrating the holidays big band style at KPR's Big Band Christmas. Join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall for an evening of KC Jazz by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Last year, the show sold out early, so get your tickets right now. They're available in person at the Liberty Hall box office or at Ticketmaster.com. You can find out more about KPR's Big Band Christmas at our website, KansasPublicRadio.org. Well, Thanksgiving weekend for a lot of people means sports. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, sports writer Howard Bryant joins us to talk sports and some surprising turkeys in the NFL. That's just ahead here on KPR. We've got rain throughout the KPR listening area this morning, a slight chance of snow this afternoon. High temperatures right around where we are right now. They'll fall to right around freezing this afternoon. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at KaiserCummings.com.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
We have tips, plus pocketbook concerns for swing state voters. Those stories Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries. December 7th, 7 p.m. More at tlclawrence.org.
The holiday shopping season is upon us. Coming up, we'll hear some tips from pros on how to get the most for your shopping dollars this holiday season. That from Alina Saluk, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. KPR's Big Band Christmas is our holiday gift to the community with music by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. If you love a party, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets are on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses,
museums/careers. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news and the forecast from the KPR newsroom. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
The time is 9 o'clock. This is KPR.